This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. We got that, you know, that New Jersey medical home crisis where kids were dying. Need to talk to you guys a little bit more about new developments with that story. We have the report from the CDC saying progress towards HIV prevention has actually stalled. What's going on there when we've been doing so good? A lot of still anti-vaccine sentiment, people starting to go back and forth in Congress. Where we need to go with the vaccine, I don't want to call it another crisis. Everybody says there's a crisis. We got plenty of crises, but in the medical world, it's a pretty big issue. How to approach a more welcoming of our vaccine system, which is pretty robust and pretty effective, I say, but people don't like it. We have some more Ebola outbreak going on, still in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but apparently there's been fire. They say a Congo Ebola Center was set on fire after an armed attack. This is some scary stuff, especially when we are trying to limit the second biggest Ebola outbreak that we've seen in our lifetime. Then we got to have a woman here who was bitten by a stray cat. So, you know, cat bites happen. She went to the hospital exactly like she's supposed to. She got bit again with a $50,000 bill. So we need to talk about medical bills. Right? We need to talk about how we need to do that a little better. Nobody asked the doctors, right, or the nurses, or the pharmacists, or the dentists, or any healthcare workers, and nurse practitioners, PAs, nobody asked us. I think you might want to. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got through it yesterday. It's Nevada Reading Week this week, and I got to read to a bunch of first graders, and it was awesome. It was awesome, but I was very, very apprehensive of, you know, being able to keep them entertained. It was good. You know, I opened with boogers. You know, you can always kind of start talking about boogers, and they love talking about boogers. But the book that we read, because, you know, Dr. Seuss, you can't go wrong with Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss is my favorite doctor, even though he's not a doctor. You know, may rest in peace, but, you know, can't go wrong there. So the book I read was There's No Place Like Space. And No Place Like Space kind of talked about, it was a kind of a little, I don't know, tongue-in-cheek way to go through the planets. You know, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, you know, my very educated mother. Hold on a second. My very Mercury, Venus, Earth, educated mother, Mars, just Jupiter, served Saturn, us, Uranus, 9 Neptune pizzas, Pluto. But they didn't teach that my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. Now, remember, I learned that back in the late 70s, 80s. They, you know, they kind of learned, I don't know, they had some weird names or whatever. I think the book was written, gosh, you know, year authored. I need to find out when that book was written because we have a lot more planets since then. I think that book came out, they're saying here in the 90s, but that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. I think the book came out. Well, anyway, you know, when we talk about space now, we don't even, I don't think, discuss the 9 planets. I think now they have UB10279X, and they have all sorts of weird stuff. But it was really interesting because as I'm trying to read the book to the kids, Okay? And this was Miss Dori Shervanik, Shervanik's class, and she's a phenomenal teacher. And this was at Watson Elementary School. And the kids were all sitting on the carpet, and they were nice, and they were really nice. So the first one I got there, they're like, oh, well, you know, because I was in my doctor coat, you know. And then, so I started talking about boogers and things like that, and, you know, why we have boogers. You guys know why we have boogers, right? Well, because it kind of blocks the bugs from coming into the nose. I know, I had to look it up also. Yeah, so the booger's really sticky. You know, your little goblet cells make this globulous, you know, gooey, you know, mucus. It has a whole bunch of stuff that's kind of sticky and salty. And so, not that I've tasted my boogers, but, you know, well, yeah, as a kid, I tasted my boogers. And so, what happens is when viruses and bacteria try to come in through your nose, it's like a spider web kind of way. Like, they get stuck. And they, you know, like Frodo did on that spider web. And so they get stuck, and then you have to blow them out, or you sneeze them out, and the bacteria come right back out. And that's why we have boogers, okay? But, yeah, all right, guys, come on, man. 6-year-olds know this stuff. Anyway, that's what it's for. So anyway, so the kids are all excited, and they sit down. But, you know, immediately, you know, I start thinking to myself, okay, you know, I hope I can make it the hour without having to go pee. And then one kid raises her hand going, I have to go bathroom. And, you know, so I go to, okay, well, go for it. No, you don't let the kid go. Teacher's like, you'll go when I'll bring you guys all to the bathroom. But somebody else goes, I gotta go bathroom. And, you know, I'm like, okay, now I gotta go. Okay, you guys are down the way. Nobody talk about going pee-pee, please. Then somebody goes, my dog went pee-pee in the house today. I go, I know, mine do. My dog went pee-pee house, and then, you know, Shaky Boo goes pee and poo all over the place, and then I kind of went to that. And so we really didn't get to the book until about 30 minutes in. So then I started reading the book, right? And I didn't have my reading glasses, so I had the book in front of me, right, trying to find out, you know. And, you know, Dr. Seuss books, they'll finish the sentence sometimes on the next page. So, I mean, you really have to be fast, and you have to, you know, go with the rhyme. And so I'm trying to flip through the pages, and then, you know, I kind of forgot to show them the book. But I don't think they really, really care. They really like my doctor outfit, and I really should have brought some, like, stethoscope stuff. And I should have brought my medical antiques that I brought on Pawn Stars. I think they would have thought that was cool, especially the tonsillectomy. Not the Civil War syringe. No, that's the one where they would treat gonorrhea. We're not going to show kids that. But anyway, so, you know, we get through, and then the kids just, you know, the questions they were asking and telling me, like, one was talking about a dream he had where a clown was decapitating his dog, and I'm like, wow. And then somebody wanted to take pictures. So I, you know, my phone code, you know, I gave them my phone code, and one kid goes, that's the same code to my mom's house. I'm like, well, okay, she needs to change the code. But it worked out really, really good, and I got to tell you, Ms. Shervanik's class, I love you guys, you rock. I'll read to you any day. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Well, alright, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So NBC News is reporting that the congressional hearing on the measles outbreak had a lot of disruptions, a lot of angry, a lot of people grumpy. All right? And the CDC director says that the pro-vaccine movements, or concedes that the pro-vaccine movements to counter misinformation campaigns have not been robust enough. Now, this is a little fight, this is brewing. And this is going to boil over in, unfortunately, a real bad way. And we talk about this topic a lot, but let me tell you what's going on, what happened with the latest with the hearing.
First, as you know, there's measles outbreaks in multiple states. A lot of cases going on right now. And there was a hearing held by the House Committee on Energy and Commerce to lay out one of the main challenges, stopping the spread of conspiracy theories and misinformation about measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. There are a lot of these conspiracy theories that are out there that make people very hesitant. I remember hearing about them in the 90s. You know, we were really, really scared about SIDS, sudden infant death, back then in the late 90s, early 2000s. And rumors started to surface that many of these SIDS deaths would happen at the 2-4-6 month mark of a child's infancy. And the 2-4-6 month mark seemed to correlate very closely to their vaccine schedule. And I was a resident at the time going, oh, no, 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 that can't be true. That can't be true. No, no, no. And there was no proof. There was no proof that that caused it. I mean, no proof it didn't cause it, but you can't prove that it didn't cause it. But there was no proof, and that started to go away. But then you still had a lot of, you know, rumbling on, well, what's in this MMR? And you know, why just that vaccine? You don't really hear a lot of controversy with tetanus, right? We don't hear a lot of controversy with polio. But a lot of people have a big beef with the MMR. And I remember it in the 90s. And maybe it even happened before then. It's just I wasn't in medicine before then. So convincing people to get the vaccine, especially the MMR, started to be a little more difficult. But then all of a sudden it turned out to, you know what, I'm not vaccinating at all. And then you're like, oh, wait a second, we got hepatitis out there, we got pneumonia, we got strep, we got flu. And so I would listen to these parents. And the reason why I got a lot of the devil's advocate, or I got a lot of the other side of it, is because many of these parents were turned away from other doctor's offices. As I opened my practice, I love taking pediatric cases. And my nurse came to me, or my front desk would say, look, you know, I have a patient. Mom said that for religious reasons they don't vaccinate, but their kid has strep. Will you see the kid? I go, well, of course. The kid's sick. Yeah. Why wouldn't I? But then I found out that for liability, a lot of doctors, and, you know, to prevent their other patients, you know, would not have unvaccinated kids come into their clinic. But again, my argument to that is, well, you got unvaccinated adults coming and bringing the kids. So the kids are getting exposed, but I get it. I get you have to protect your patient population. So I understand that, but I ended up saying, well, look, I'm family medicine. I got adults in here. Bring them in. Bring them in. Let me take a look at, you know, let me take care of baby. It's not baby's choice to be vaccinated or not vaccinated. And if they're suffering, I want to take care of them. So I ended up talking to the parents going, so what is it? Why aren't you vaccinating? You know, and again, I didn't do it to, I didn't act, you know, I wasn't grilling them like an attorney. It was, you know, interrogating them. It was just, you know, look, you know, teach me. Why are you concerned? And the stories would range. Some from, I just heard it was bad and no. But others is X, Y, and Z. We have the videos. They would be talkative. They'd be this. They went in for their vaccines. Ever since then, they don't talk anymore. And the doctor thinks it's autism. I'm like, well, you know, a lot of other things could be causing that, but then somebody else would come up with, but they were different stories. It wasn't a collective, you know, this happened. Child got a fever, child got an encephalitis, child got, they weren't a predictable, consistent sort of, you know, vaccine side effect sequelae. They were very anecdotal, such as this happened to so-and-so, this happened to so-and-so. And then somebody showed a video of their daughter. And I saw the daughter acting completely, did not look autistic at all in the video. Then apparently had, I guess, you know, whatever, gone through their vaccine regimen, supposedly, allegedly. And then the child, you know, ended up not be very socially adept, failed to develop socially, and was eventually diagnosed with autism. Now, I don't believe vaccines cause autism. As you guys know, I have four nieces and nephews on the spectrum that we believe is genetic, okay? It's not, you know, there's a very, there's a lot of evidence for, you know, genetics. But these parents are not what the media likes to, you know, portray them as, quote unquote, whack jobs. You have some people with their sort of, you know, evidence and fear. And one said to me, look, I'm this child's mom. I have to decide, you know, what's best for my child, and I don't want to do something that could potentially hurt him. And I go, but if the child isn't vaccinated, you know, that could potentially hurt him. And so that's why we're at such a divide on this. And again, I understand. I'll listen to all sides. I have to stand on the side of pro-vaccine. But we're not going to move forward until we listen and investigate, you know, what the big fear is. And it used to just be the MMR. But now the anti-vaccine movement is all of them. And when I would try to use data and say, look, you know, but the CDC reports vaccine, you know, side effects and you know, any adverse reactions, there's a public database. The answer I keep getting from people is, you know, they're not fully reporting. Now, again, I don't know what the government does or what the, I mean, I can assume, you know, that we all could bet money on us not getting the 100% full story all the time. We don't know what happens in the White House. We don't know what happens at Pelosi's chambers. We sure the hell don't know what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, I get there's not always transparency, you know, but the government, if the government is doing what they're supposed to do, they're showing very, very rare side effects. But even with that, when a mom goes, I don't want my child to be the one in a million, what do we do? You know, I got a lot of criticism when I was talking about the flu shot and talking about how, you know, the flu shot saves lives because we had 80,000 people die last year. And there was a patient who ended up getting Guillain-Barré that they believe from the flu shot. Now, we can't prove it was 100% from the flu shot, but we can't prove it wasn't. And so, you know, I had my, you know, of course, we were talking about Guillain-Barré, and it's tragic to have somebody have this reaction where their body fights their nerves when they get the shot. And so, you know, me and the reporter were very, very sympathetic. We even said this is something that could happen in a million or two in 1 million cases, you know, of the flu shot. This can happen, you know, but we're supposed to urge that the flu shot saves lives and, you know, oh my gosh, on both sides, people were just, they were just starting to fight with each other. And so if you don't trust that the government is giving you 100% of the data, because again, if the government has an agenda where they want to vaccinate kids for herd immunity, to so then others that can't be vaccinated won't be around measles or won't be around smallpox. That's how we got rid of smallpox. We're not dying of smallpox anymore because of the vaccine, which is again why I'm for vaccines. But maybe what's going on is maybe we just have too many vaccines. Maybe, you know, some of the people that are against vaccinations are like, look, I want my kid to get some of the vaccines, but, you know, do I really need to give them, you know, 10, 12, 15? So we need to figure out what, because this anti-vaccine movement is moving forward. Whether we blame fake news, whether we blame, you have parents out there that are doing this not because they want to be whack jobs. You know, they're doing it because they want to protect their kids. So we need to stop in the media, right, crucifying them as being, you know, because we're not going to hear their concerns and we're not going to be able to scientifically, you know, help pave the way for more understanding of what a very robust vaccination program could do. Make sense? 1-877-DOCTOR-SELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. Democrats pushed through the measure yesterday that would expand background checks, and the second bill gives federal officials more time to conduct the background investigations. Neither of the measures are expected to get through the Republican-led Senate. North Korea contradicted President Trump's account of how the second nuclear summit between the United States and North Korea unraveled. The North Korean foreign minister says they made reasonable proposals for partial sanction relief that the United States rejected. With his opinion on how the summit went, former UN Ambassador Bill Richardson.
Well, it was a setback for both sides, but I think the president was right in walking away. The North Koreans have committed complete denuclearization, and they're far from wanting to do that.
Richardson was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Trump walked away. This is kind of interesting. You know, I haven't really been watching as much of the news because all this Michael Cohen, and I mean, every time I turn on the news, you know, even on Fox and all of them, I just want to know what's going on throughout the world, bulleted. Give me bulleted news. And I usually, you know, I'm hearing commentary on, you know, what's going on with you know, the Russia meddling in the election. I don't care about that. Okay, I need to know what the heck is going on. You know, are we still seeing storms? Are we, you know, having trains trapped with people? Are we, you know, what's going on with Ebola? And so I haven't been watching the news as much as I should. And so I was a little bit surprised when I heard that Trump and Kim Jong-un were going to meet again. I was like, oh, really? Well, okay, then great. So they're going to meet again. I didn't have any high expectations. I didn't think that still this early into our renewed relationship, you know, our new relationship, that there was going to be any big deal signed. So I didn't have any expectations, but I guess maybe I'm alone because the media is acting like it's such a shock that no deal was made. I mean, did you guys see the movie The Interview? What, you know, Seth Rogen and I, no, you know, I, he didn't look like somebody that, you know, is really, you know, quick to make a deal. So, anyway. So, Donald Trump, whose thing, right, whose shtick is, you know, the art of the deal, you know, he knows how to negotiate, I guess, got up and left, which is actually a very, very forceful negotiating move. They even skipped lunch. And they said that his talks with Kim Jong-un ended abruptly. They said it was not, it was still very pleasant, and they ended it nicely. So nobody has to worry about anybody hitting a red button or anything. But he was forced to walk away after the North Korean dictator demanded that all sanctions be lifted in return for giving up only some of his nukes. And Trump said the final snag that caused the sudden breakdown was over sanctions, and Kim's push to have all of them lifted in exchange for a concession that Trump and his Secretary of State could not live with. Said sometimes you have to walk away, Trump told reporters at a press conference in Hanoi. And the president expressed his hope that the two leaders would meet again, but acknowledged it might be soon, it might not be for a long time, I can't tell you. I just kind of like the honest abruptness that he, I just do. I like, you know, just tell us what you're thinking. Meanwhile, of course, the president did blast Michael Cohen, saying he lied after his former lawyer delivered bombshell testimony. The president did avoid the topic from what we understand. And he's, I can watch him talk. He's pretty straightforward. But they say that Trump remains on good terms with Kim Jong-un, and they continue to tout the enormous potential of North Korea. Not notably, said there were no plans for a next summit meeting. Okay, am I naive? How does a country, and I mean, this is something that I just don't understand. You know, when we were talking to Iran, and we were talking to a whole variety of various countries about their nuclear capabilities. If I had a country, and somebody said, look, all this technology you have, all these weapons you have to protect yourself, they need to go away. I just don't see a country going, okay, fine. I mean, a lot, you know, now, we need to do that. I'm on America's side, obviously, because we don't want him, he's threatened to, you know, use his nuclear capability. So, yeah, we want that to go away. Just like with the Iran nuclear deal. I mean, we want, you know, we want their nukes to go away, but I don't see how. If they have the technology and they have the goods, they're going to very easily give it away. Well, the answer is, okay, well, sanctions, you know, so we're going to pinch them and we're going to pinch them hard until they do. But I just don't see a country not wanting to have the highest of technology and have it publicly out there that they don't have any. So my guess is, no matter what deal ever gets made, somebody's going to lie and have something hidden somewhere. You know, it's like if the government, God forbid, ever said, look, give us all your guns. I mean, I you know, my instinct would be, hopefully I have some hidden somewhere. You know, I mean, that's what happened in Nazi Germany. My family, they got their guns confiscated. I wish one of them had something hidden, so they at least could have put up a fight when they were hauled off to the concentration camp. Of course, many of them didn't know they were going to a concentration camp. They just got rounded up. So, you know, this that's the only, and I am not equating what we're doing with North Korea to that. Trust me, I'm not. But it just, what I'm saying is I just don't trust another country to say, okay, fine, here they all are, or we're going to dismantle them. Which is why Trump has to be very, have the cojones, have those guidelines in place where we watchdog, we ask them for that transparency. So my guess is he wasn't convinced and he said to heck with this. And, I've even had to do that in medicine. This walk away is a very, very powerful tactic. The problem is you do it too much, it doesn't work. I mean, if Trump with every foreign leader meeting would do that, then nobody would meet with him. Because, like, well, he's just going to walk away anyway. So you can only use it once in a while. But then again, when you do use it, people know, look, if you really want to talk to him, he'll walk out if you don't impress him. We'll see this in marketing meetings. We'll see this in TV show pitches or whatever. The person you are pitching to will leave and say, see ya. And so doctors actually didn't realize that they have that power too. So when I had a patient that was complaining about, the weight and complaining about their high deductible because now, on the exchange, their deductibles weren't really high, so they don't want to come in, and they want me to write their medicine for a year, and they were, I would go, look, you're upset. I got a serious patient next door. I'll let you, kind of collect your thoughts so we could talk more about it, but I got to go see the patient next door who's really, really sick. No, that's okay. That's okay. I don't want to wait. I'll walk out of the treatment room. I'd walk out. I mean, I got things to do. I have to make stuff happen. I'm going to write a book on that, make S happen, but I can't really say that on air. Oh yeah, I'm like in book writing mode. I've got three. I'm keeping on going on. I'm not stopping. We are in book writing mode right now. And I don't know what the MS happened will be about. I can't talk about it. It's about making stuff happen. How to make stuff happen with your weight, with your life, with your loved ones, making stuff happen. It's going to be pretty good. Okay, leave it alone. I can't be talking about the book before it's written. Cut me some slack. So, it's a useful tool. What about relationships? My husband's like, I'll leave. See ya. He once said, if I didn't, if it didn't go his way, I'll leave. I was like, you don't know me. I was like, look, the Sparkles Water guy and the UPS guy just right down the street, fine by me. I could find a new daddy in a heartbeat. Well, I don't want to leave. You want me to leave? I'm like, well, the UPS guy is cute. I'm like, no, I don't want you to leave. All right. We'll talk about it. But yeah, first time somebody goes, I'll leave. I'm like, see ya. Bye. Don't let I love my husband. He's never done that again. Now, I tried that on him. I was mad. I was like, I don't have to be here. And he looked shocked because he's like, well, wait a second. She doesn't cook dinner. She doesn't do laundry. She doesn't. Well, and then right as he was like, go leave, I quickly stopped because I didn't want him to say go leave. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I know, on the day I was born, I saw God. You guys know I got cats and dogs and the cat, you know, some of them that want to play, some of them want to rub tummy. They lie back, they stretch out, and they could, I mean, you're really amazed at how long a cat can be. When they stretch, I mean, and their arms, it's like, wow. And they lie there and they go, I want my tummy rubbed, and then you go rub tummy. Then a couple of them, I start to tickle tummy, but then they scratch, and you know, so I get scratched up pretty damn good. I mean, I probably lose 5 cc's of blood a day just from messing with my cats and them scratching and play biting and whatever, you know, and I know I should wear a sock, but they don't like it when I wear a sock. They want flesh. If I do a sock, they don't do it. They want my hand because it feels good when they sink their nail into my flesh, and so I oblige. Well, if I ever got bit with a stray cat, I wouldn't just, you know, bandage myself up, you know, rinse it with soap and water, bandage up, and, you know, go back to work. I would go to the hospital because I don't want to make sure I didn't get rabies. Well, that's what Jeanette Parker did. Now, in a rural area just outside the Florida Everglades National Park, Parker spotted a kitty cat wandering along the road. It looked skinny and sick. Now, she's a wildlife biologist, so she had tuna in her car. That's something that I wouldn't, I mean, I could get a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Maybe it was a tuna sandwich. Who knows? Anyway, so she has some tuna. But so when she offered some of the tuna, the cat bit her finger. I know, that's cats for you. Honestly, I just don't get it. No, I don't. So she said it broke my skin with his teeth. So after cleaning off the wound, she did some research and was like, oh gosh, this could be rabies. Because Miami-Dade County had warnings that rabies, which is very fatal, you know, there were some warnings in effect at the time. So she decided to go to the health department. She decided to go home, call the health department, but it was closed. So she went to the emergency room at Mariners Hospital, not far from her house. She spent about 2 hours in the emergency room and got a couple types of injections, as well as an antibiotic, but says she never talked with the doctor. Now, that's a little odd. I mean, I was an ER doc. I had to see every patient. No order was done without me seeing a patient, unless I needed an EKG or oxygen put on them, or I needed something stat done before I could go see them, but they wouldn't be discharged. So she said she went, you know, home happy as a clam, leaving Mariners Hospital happy as a clam, tuna. You guys see, get the whole fish water thing? Yep. But then the bills came. So she's a 44-year-old state fish and wildlife biologist insured by the American Postal Workers Union, according to NPR News. And her husband works for the federal government at the Everglades National Park. Her total bill was $48,512. But $46,000 of that went to one of the preventative medications, my guess, one of the rabies shots. Are you kidding me? Now, the provider was Mariners Hospital, part of Baptist Health, South Florida. It's a faith-based nonprofit chain, 8 hospitals, other facilities. And the medical service that she got, they claim, was her wound was examined. She received the first of a series of rabies shots, as well as an injection of 12 milliliters of rabies immune globulin. So what they do is they start vaccinating you against rabies, but they give you an immune globulin to try to give you some antibody protection in case the virus is there already. So we give you immune globulin to try to block any current virus, but then we also start you on rabies shots to prevent future infections. And we do that because, again, we just want to boost your immunity. So they say when you are potentially exposed to a fatal disease, you need treatment. Can't really shop around. And so she did exactly what she was supposed to. But boy, did she get hit with a nasty bill. Now, the CDC estimates that post-exposure preventative treatment for rabies, which includes immune globulin and 4 doses of a vaccine given over a 2-week period. Remember when I was a kid, whenever we were kids, we were told that if you got bit by a dog for rabies, you'd have 20 shots in your stomach. Well, they've changed it now. Not that it was 20 shots in your stomach, but they changed it to 4 doses of a vaccine given over 2 weeks. They say it usually costs about $3,000 on average. An estimated 40,000 to 50,000 people annually get these treatments. Each hospital can set prices for their own treatment. Now, rabies immune globulin was the most expensive one. Now, I want to just quickly look this up. Sorry, I have access to a... I'm going to do this really, really quick. Sorry. I want to know how much I could buy rabies immune globulin. Let me see if I could pull this up pretty quickly here. I just want to know what my cost would be for that. And I'm trying to sign in. Let me look up rabies. Let me see if it pulls it up. I'm sorry. No, no, no. Maybe I can't buy it. The rabies vaccine. One dose is $337. That's the rabies vaccine. Then again, no, and not for animals. That would be for humans. I don't get to buy. The Immovax vaccine is $410. So it looks like I can't buy the immune globulin, and I get that. That's some fancy stuff, so I couldn't buy that from my own supply. I get it. I can only buy vaccines. That makes sense. But that's a little ridiculous. So immunoglobulin, I mean, really? So she said, I've never heard anything that high for immune globulin. I haven't either. So she requested and received an itemized bill from her insurance. She Googled it. And she saw that immune globulin was expensive, but it wasn't that expensive. She said, I sat on it for a while because I was upset. Finally, I went by the hospital to confirm, and they said, yeah, that's right. So, I mean, what are immune globulins? So, it's this product made from blood plasma donated by volunteers who have been immunized against rabies, meaning they already have the antibodies ready to go. And so, they make this. It's expensive. Obviously, it's expensive to create and make. And, they say three manufacturers make the product. There's no drug shortages right now, according to the FDA. And the average wholesale acquisition price paid by wholesalers is about $361.26 per milliliter. I'm not exactly sure how many milliliters you get, but even if you get 5 milliliters, even if it's a 5 milliliter injection, which I doubt, that's what, $1,600, $1,700? Okay, I'm going to try to look up the price of this immune globulin. Hold on. Yeah. I Google. I don't know about Bing. I don't know. There's Bing and Yahoo. I use Google. Okay. No, Vox is saying it could be $10,000 in America. They say it could exceed over $3,000 by another source. Now, we're not getting it. Everyone's probably quiet now. So, what should we be doing to prevent this stuff happening? And, I mean, I don't want to say hospitals are the bad guys. I think she's very, very relieved that she was able to get that treatment. But if most of that $48,000 cost, $46,000 went to one medicine, and the medicine manufacturers are like, it shouldn't be that much, that we need to talk about markups. Now, again, we don't want government getting involved. We don't want to turn into a socialized system. We want capitalism to work, but we are doing capitalism. Capitalism is where you want to, you know, buy something, you find the price. If you don't like the price, you go somewhere else, and then you can buy that. You know, do we need to, in this day and age with computer software, have hospitals show what they will charge for a rabies shot, for this, for that, so then you could go to that other hospital? Problem is it's these surprise charges that screw all of us. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.